Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You wouldn't believe this, but Sam's up here twerking right now. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com.
Hey.
On this Saturday morning, May the 3rd, thank you for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. Good morning, Ginger!
Morning!
And a good morning, first responders. By the way, that's on the casting call. There's a need for first responders, cops and firemen.
Okay.
Keith Brandon, coming for you. Anyway, those of you out in the Grayson area, or in Grayson.
Okay.
That's for y'all.
Way out there.
A little shout out to Grayson.
Almost Loganville, right there.
Loganville.
Yeah, man.
Loganville. All right, I'm not going to give two sort of trivia things or just thoughts, but I'm going to do one right now. I was telling Noelle I was going to do them for her segment. I'm going to save one for that one, one of those little fact-finding things. But this is the one I'm just kind of curious about. NBA fans, I'm surrounded by two of them. When are they going to make the Jason Williams story? When are they going to make, and they just call it what it is, white chocolate? You talk about characters in professional American sports. Name me a few more that are more interesting and have all-time greats talking about his game more than Jason Williams. When is that movie going to be made?
A movie or a doc or something. Yeah, no, I would.
You know what I mean? Talk
it.
About like, a void.
One of the funniest Jason Williams stories that he's ever told involves two of the NBA's biggest characters, him and Ant-Man.
Okay.
Like, he was coaching the AAU team here in the city, and, you know, he just had players out there. He was like, I'm not from here. I don't know who's supposed to be who, whatever. I got them all out there. And somebody went up to him and said, hey, why number 5 ain't playing? He told me, I don't know if he's supposed to be. He's talking about, yeah, he's the number one kid in the country. Calls timeout. Hey, number 5, go ahead on in. Put him in right now. Yeah. Like, I had no idea who he was, but that's who's supposed to be playing. That's who's going to play. And, like, those are the type of, like, Jeff Teague-level stories you would get in, like, documentary form.
Yeah.
Like, I would absolutely love to see that.
From Shaq on down.
Yes.
Talk about Jason Williams. He won a chip with him. See, you got how many years did he play? Do you remember how many years he played, Jason Williams?
Oh, that's a good question.
I know it. And I had I went, wow, 12 years.
I was going to say, wasn't it at least 10? Okay, it was
12 years.
Okay.
And
okay.
He's a champion.
Yep.
Got a chip in 06 with Miami, with Shaq. So I'm just saying, and again, the uniqueness of his game, who he is, where he came from, and at some point during that movie, you'll be throwing in some Randy Moss, right? Because them two kind of came up together, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
In West Virginia. I'm just saying, of the people they are reaching to make movies about.
I was on Instagram, and I saw a little bit of profile of just some of his highlights this week. Somebody,
it's crazy.
I forget who threw it up there, some of the stuff he was doing.
For y'all don't know about Jason Williams, and the problem is, or was, when he was at his zenith, there was another Jason Williams.
Yep.
And he was at first a wonderful personality to gravitate toward. And then craziness happened. And we'll leave it at that. So go look up the two Jason Williams. But we're talking about White Chocolate right now. But this is a person who is worthy of a movie. His life, I should say. And that's just all I wanted to say. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Mr. Crenshaw, the floor is yours.
Hey, just a couple of things. We talk about the sky. We're watching the sky. We're 9 floors up in the Kia Studios, and it looks a little iffy back there. And we know that rain is in the forecast. There's already some over the state line. Well, it may be over the state line by now. We'll watch and see what happens for baseball games. We know that it is, start with college baseball, Georgia State's baseball alumni due to having a big meeting today. They've moved it up to 11 a.m. for the alumni because the game has been moved up to noon. That's the game today, Georgia State against Louisiana. That's all I'm saying. Folks from Louisiana, Raging Cajuns, we're happy to have y'all in our city. See, you messing with them people.
Get that from you.
They're playing out of Panthersville today. Meanwhile, this is state championship day for GHSA's Bass Fishing Championship.
Oh!
They are at Lake Lanier, where yesterday, I don't know if you saw this video that was posted from Lake Lanier yesterday. It was either a tornado or a water spout or something that was spinning up out there. And hopefully we won't have that going on, but they started. And so, you know, when you have a bass fishing competition championship, you have the liftoff where all the boats take off at the same time. You don't just put your boat in and paddle out there. You know, they have a time and they start and everybody takes off because, you know.
You said liftoff.
Well, liftoff or blastoff or whatever you want to call it. Takeoff. Takeoff was an hour ago. Takeoff was at 7 o'clock.
Okay.
And so everybody's found their spot. If they've been out on the lake before, they may know a favorite spot they're going to go to and, you know, hang out there and hope nobody comes over there and disturbs what they're going to catch. But that's what they're doing. They're going to have the weigh-in today at 3 o'clock, and the public is cordially invited. You're invited to come out to Lake Lanier at the Laurel Park Ramp that is 3100 Old Cleveland Road, Gainesville. That's the side of the lake that they're going to do the weigh-ins today. Now, have you ever been to a fishing weigh-in? I've been to the Bassmasters weigh-in before. Hey, why are you
How you doing? I'm Greg.
Face?
Did we just meet?
What?
You asking me some stuff like that.
Have you ever been?
I grew up in Chicago. No, man. I didn't have to fish in Chicago. They just float right up to the shore.
Yeah, I know. They float kind of sideways. Yeah, in Chicago.
No. I have never been to that, but shout out to Kimberly down in our sales department and Greg Street. How come Greg Street's not working for ESPN covering this thing? Isn't that right in his wheelhouse?
He might be up there. I don't know. I haven't checked his IG this morning to see. Greg may be up there. I know he knows a bunch of the young people who are participating in this for sure. And so we'll find out who the bass fishing champions are today up at Lake Lanier. And all of those that are participating, you've had to go through the qualifiers to get to the championship round. Congratulations to each of you for being a part of the best in the state.
So there's no motors on any of them boats?
Yeah, they have motors.
So my question is.
These are real bass fishing boats. Now, these are real boats.
Now, my question is.
It's not like they're out there in a canoe or a punt.
I just showed my knowledge of bass fishing. There you go, right there. But, no, I'm just thinking, they don't buzz around out there. All these boats and this lake. Now, how long does it take for them to get, would you say, to the area that they're going to start fishing?
That's the thing, you know. And when you take off, you want to go probably as far out as you can and probably work your way back. Because, like you said,
you got to wake
at 3 o'clock. We don't all go to the same place.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Well, there's only so much room in the lake.
No, there's plenty of room.
There's only – the bass are concentrated throughout, or are there areas probably – that's what I'm saying. They probably know where the areas that the bass hang out more than others.
At the high school level, I'm not sure what all the boats are equipped with. If they got some type of device underneath there, they probably do. There's peeping up under that. See, what was that? That's a bass? Nah, that's something else. We don't want to catch him. Let's go over here. You know, I don't know.
Troy,
you know?
Back as Jimmy Hoffa.
that's the thing. So that's the competition that is going on today.
Right.
Other high school state competitions, they're to the sectional round of the state track meets. Sectionals are taking place today, weather permitting. Also, we're to the second round. Should be finishing up the second round for state lacrosse and soccer, boys and girls for both. And so that's what's going on as far as it goes. This is the contact period for college coaches for high school football. The spring football is taking place. Most high schools have started right now. I've had a chance to check in a couple of places. I've been to Woodward Academy last week. Last week I went over to Norcross. and just got to look at the players and teams as they worked out over there. Had a coaching change downstate in Appling County. They lost 10 games from last season because of a player that wasn't, you know, supposed to be on the team. They had some coaching changes down there. And Tucker Pruitt has been very successful at Fitzgerald and is now taking over as a coach at Appling County. All right, spring football practice culminates with some spring football games that we're getting ready to have some in the next couple of weeks. As you get 10 days to practice, you know, go out and actually practice and get ready for a game. And this first one, you got two coming up this week that jump off the page for me. Buford is coming to the South Side. And see, you got that facial expression.
I'm wondering why you're saying it like that.
I'm trying to think of the last time I've seen Buford play on the South Side.
Okay, so you could have told me I wouldn't have known them.
I mean, they're not saying they don't want to come to the South Side. I just think they're not in regions with teams. They haven't been in regions with teams on the South Side of Atlanta.
Okay.
Because of where they're located geographically and the classification that they played in. But now that they're playing in the league with the big folks, you know, you might see them move around a little bit. But don't see Buford on. You're going to see Buford on the South Side. Next week, May 8th, Buford at Creekside in a spring game. I know it's a spring game. I think I want to be there for this.
Oh, really?
Yes. That's, to me, a great spring football game. Buford at Creekside on May the 8th. May 9th, Norcross will play Collins Hill. That's another good spring football game. I mean, I don't have all of them here. And by the way, if I don't mention yours, make sure and hit me on my social, at Sam Crenshaw 23, or on our page for the Scoreboard Show, which is High School Sports 929. And send it to us that way, HS Sports 929, and we'll have them there. We can share them with people. Those we don't get this week, we can share next week. On May 14th, Douglas County against New Manchester. On May 15th, here's some games on May 15th, Gainesville and North Gwinnett. You got Osborne against Northgate, Seckinger versus Discovery. We got boys playing and girls flag football. You get two when South Atlanta takes on Thurrell. That's on May 15th. Girls flag will play at 4:45, then the guys will play at 6:30. Also on May 15th, Decatur versus Columbia, Duluth versus Lanier, Central Gwinnett versus Hillgrove, and Westlake at Stockbridge. On May 16th, Jonesboro versus Lovejoy, Milton versus Peachtree Ridge, got Commerce and Social Circle, Cherokee versus Woodstock, and North Cobb versus Harrison. I mean, so we got some interesting matchups for spring games. That's just a short list that I have. There are a lot more. There's some teams that are just going to do inter-squad scrimmages, have a red and white game or blue and white game or whatever to finish up their 10 practices. But those are just some of the games that I have to share with you. And I get more next week. I will share them. If I didn't mention your school, get it to me. I'll make sure to mention it to them next Saturday morning and share them on my page at Sam Crenshaw 23 on the Twitter or the X, whatever you call it, this week. And there we go.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sam and Greg, Source Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. So what do you think of Mitch Johnson? You have any opinion one way or the other? You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Most people don't know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Mitch Johnson is now the new head coach.
He got a tough gig. That's an extremely tough act to follow.
Of the San Antonio Spurs. He is taking over for Greg Popovich. He is the guy. He's in the most unenviable position in, well, just period. Because I don't think it just applies to sports. Business, politics, whatever. You don't want to be the dude You don't want to be the person following the person, because we don't want to regulate it just men. I would not want to be. Who was the coach after Pat Summitt? Who was the coach after Kim Mulkey left Baylor? You know what I mean? I'm just saying. So what we're talking about here is an all-time great leaving, and Greg Popovich, while still just going upstairs, this guy luckily has worked with Wemby.
Yeah.
That's what he's done.
Right.
And he's worked with what's Stephon Castle. So he knows that young nucleus of that team. This could be a Miami situation where Pat Riley sits up in the office and he just kind of schools Eric Spoelstra, who I, by the way, I'm still waiting for you two to answer my question. Does Eric Spoelstra go on this list of top 10 coaches as we position Greg Popovich, you know, there because of his retirement from the bench? Is Eric Spoelstra somebody you include in your top 10? Y'all still ain't giving me an answer. You still decide whether or not it was LeBron and who was it? Ray Allen's shot from the corner and got him that chip and Dwayne Wade and
Chris Bosh.
Chris Bosh. Well, I don't give Chris Bosh that much credit.
He did a little defensive stuff,
but he wasn't that player he was elsewhere when he got to Toronto. I mean, when he got to Miami. The other two showed who they were when they got to Miami. It just seemed like, and Dwayne Wade took his game back a little bit too because, you know, he acquiesced to LeBron. So maybe that's not fair, but I look at them other guys before I look at, you know, Chris Bosh. But again, the question is still before the court, you two. Y'all can procrastinate all you want. Is Eric Spoelstra on that list?
No.
Okay. One vote from Noel. That was an easy no from her.
That was an easy no. It's no, she shut that all down.
It pops on a list of top 10. My list includes him. He's one. Auerbach, Phil Jackson, Pat Riley. I put Rudy T on there. I put Casey Jones. And I put Hubie Brown. Maybe because I just like listening to Hubie talk basketball.
Hubie's the dude.
So that's seven. Who's rounding out this top 10? 404-726-0929. I know we're just throwing that out there. But anyway, we're going to switch gears. Talk NASCAR up next. Adam Alexander will be joining us. It is Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That means it's time for Adam Alexander, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sam and Greg on this Saturday morning. We welcome Adam. I haven't talked to him in a few times. You talked to him a time or two since I've had a chance to say hello to him. So I say to you.
You were kind of busy.
I was a little bit busy, and you know, but that's okay. I'm worth the wait, right? You know what they say about absence, right, Adam?
That's right. Dang. I know. You know, and it doesn't always apply in every situation, Greg. But you know, we'll say it does in this situation.
There you go. You know? Exactly. Here's my question off the top. Today is one of those days that is a bucket list for a lot of people. Not necessarily your race, but what's going on up in Lexington,
Louisville.
Well, Lexington, Louisville. See that whole Lafayette thing got me confused. Kentucky Derby's today. Whether it's the Kentucky Derby or something else, do you have a bucket list place that you haven't been to yet?
I would say the Masters, going down to Augusta. I've not been. And I've never been to the Kentucky Derby either. I grew up, actually, I was born about an hour from Louisville in Madison, Indiana, right across the Ohio River. So, you know, I grew up around that and following all the prestige and everything that comes with the Kentucky Derby. But I've never been. But I would say my bucket list number one would be going to Augusta and doing the Masters.
Well, Sam can help you out with that because he knows everybody.
I don't know if I can help you out with that, but I can next year when it comes around, I'll see what I can do for you, Adam.
There you go.
Always great to have you with us. And we usually talk to you on Sundays. We're coming to you on a Saturday, and this is race day for you for the Xfinity Series on CW. How do you plan your day on a day when you're going to be calling a race?
Yeah, you know, it kind of depends on what time of day the race falls in, number one. And then number two, do we have a show leading up to the race? Because in the Xfinity Series, a lot of times you'll do a one-day show, we call it, where you have practice and qualifying the same day that you race. Now, in this particular case at Texas, we were scheduled to have practice and qualifying yesterday evening. Unfortunately, rain intervened. We couldn't get the track dry, and with the truck race happening last night, they had to pull the plug. But if we had practice and qualifying today, it'd be an early start. And, you know, you get in, you get ready, you do that show, spend some time in the garage, and then, you know, reset and get ready for the race. Today, though, because everything happened, you know, in theory, yesterday, track activity-wise on the practice and qualifying side, today's a little bit more laid-back. You ease in, you do your production meeting. We do some sales element stuff with the producers just to make sure all that's buttoned up for the race. And then, you know, before you know it, it's time to go.
Talk about these guys that are at the top of the list as far as wins and points and all of that sort of stuff. And who's surprising to you that they're there or are, in your mind, the usual suspects?
On the Xfinity side you're talking about. Is that
Yes.
Yeah, I would say that, you know, Justin Allgaier is not surprising. He's won twice. He's just been incredibly consistent. Really no hiccups. I mean, they've had a couple of bumps in the road, but things really not of their own doing. When you just talk about straight performance and speed, every race this year they have been valid and good and a player and really what you would expect from that race team. So there's nothing that surprises me about Justin Allgaier. You know, he's got two wins, probably could have three or four. Austin Hill's got three wins.
Yes, he does.
And when you look at the way that he won a couple of those races, you could say, man, like a couple of those could have easily gone another way. I mean, last week at Talladega, even though he's great in the draft, there were some things late in that race that certainly could have played out different that kept him from winning. And then Martinsville, where he won a month or so ago, that race had a lot of ebbs and flows, and they certainly didn't have the best car, but they were where they needed to be at the end, right place, right time, and he won the race. So I would say I'm a little bit surprised that Austin Hill has three wins, but not surprised he's one of those guys in the upper echelon. He went to the championship four last year. This is the third straight year he's had at least three victories, so they've been performing at a high level. And then after that, you know, I feel like a lot of the drivers that you see there are ones that you feel like have a chance to go out and get it done. You know, Brandon Jones hadn't won in a while, but he's back at Joe Gibbs Racing, and he's someone I think highly of. And Sam Mayer, who won at Texas a year ago, even though he hasn't won this year, I think he will win eventually and probably sooner rather than later, and he'll be someone we're talking about once we get to the playoffs.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline. Always great to catch up with Adam Alexander. He is social. You can find him at Adam1Alexander, Adam1Alexander. And later today, he will be on the call for the Xfinity Series race on the CW. Comes your way at 2 p.m. Eastern time. Texas is a practice track. The Cups cars are going to go on, and they will practice and then qualify today. Talk about that, because you don't practice everywhere.
Yeah, you know, and perfect example of that, you guys are in Atlanta, that never practice at Atlanta because it's a drafting track. You just show up, qualify, and race. We had it last weekend at Talladega Super Speedway, another drafting track. You just show up and qualify, no practice there. Most facilities we go to, you do practice. You get 25 minutes. They divide it into two groups. You go out, you practice, and you get some time to figure things out. You know, it's not old school practice. I remember the days when you'd have two or three practices a weekend. You had lots of tires. You could work on a lot of things. Now the mindset is totally different. Practice is more of a warm up. Just get your feet wet. I'm not saying we don't gain knowledge. We do, and the teams do. And when I say that we gain knowledge, I'm talking about, you know, who fits in where to the equation in anticipation of Sunday. there is an educational process that goes on, but simulation has become such a big part of it now. And so a lot of that sim work is done, and you analyze all that data, and then you put that in the race car. And I would say practice becomes a little bit more of a confirmation than it is a learning opportunity for these teams. And they'll go out practice today. You qualify. Qualifying's big here because track position, even though this is a mile-and-a-half race, it's tough to pass at this configuration. So you want to be in a position where you can qualify up front, control the race, so to speak, and not be playing from behind.
Yep. All right, let's talk about some of the guys, what we've seen so far this season. The Hendrick cars have found their way to the front lot races. Last week we saw some gambling going on with the Toyotas, and at the end of the race they ended up back in the back. I think they were on the big one that happened that never did happen. And then what's happening with Penske? They're having some problems, especially guys like Ryan Blaney.
Well, you know, it's interesting when you look at Team Penske. I'll start there. Austin Cindric wins last week. He won. He was the first driver from Team Penske to win last year. But you said it. I mean, the drivers that have combined to win the last three championships, Joey Logano and Ryan Blaney, have not won. You know, I heard Austin talking this week about Team Penske and their performance. And the one thing that he said, and that was great, he said, "I don't really base success or failure on results as much as I do performance. And we have performed well." And they have. When you look at laps led, being in position, Joey Logano, Ryan Blaney have done that a lot. It just has not gone their way. And that's why, even though they've not gotten the end result in races, they're still in a pretty good points position because they have been able to maximize the day in those stage points and leading laps and spending time up front. So that's why the sky is not falling when you look at the point standings for them, because they've been able to gather the points early, even though they haven't been able to finish the races late. I'm not overly concerned there right now when you look at Team Penske. I would say, though, carrying the ball, and this weekend will be interesting after a weekend off for all these teams, because tomorrow starts 28 consecutive weekends of racing for the Cup Series. And I'm curious to see, has anyone done anything to jump up there with Joe Gibbs Racing and Hendrick Motorsports, and more in particular probably Christopher Bell, Denny Hamlin, who have combined for 5 wins, Kyle Larson, and William Byron. I mean, those are the ones that have carried the ball. They've won the races, and those two organizations have been outstanding to begin the year. And what improvements, if any, in a short time off, have these other teams been able to make to jump up there and be more competitive for winning races on a week-to-week basis?
Hey, Adam, how do you like your new job, man? We haven't talked to you about it. You know, now that the dust has settled, you're over on the CW doing things a little bit differently. But, again, now that we sit here in May and you're settled in, is it that much different than where you were before? And, you know, how are you enjoying it?
Well, I would say that the biggest difference right now for me, two things. Number one, not being at Fox and doing the studio show during the week, that really changes the way you manage your time during the week, and it gives you some time back to prepare for the weekend. So that's different for sure. And then the second thing is kind of compartmentalizing between the networks. You know, I'm working with CW, and I'll do those Xfinity races all year, but then this summer I'll pick up the Cup races with Prime and Turner Sports. And so, you know, when you're working with multiple people, that's a little bit more to manage and a little bit different for me. So something that I've had to adjust to, but I would say across the board, really happy and having a great time. Everyone at CW has been outstanding. We were in New York this week with their folks at their Upfront event, which was really, really neat to be a part of. And they're very excited and energized about having the Xfinity series on CW. I know the Prime group at Amazon, very, very excited about the Cup races that are coming their way. And of course, they've been doing practice and qualifying, carrying that throughout the first part of the year. So they're fired up to get going Memorial Day weekend with the Coke 600. And Turner Sports is really going through a lot of changes, right? I mean, we know about the NBA, but they're picking up a lot of sports, getting into the college game and doing so many wonderful things with their organization. And I'm really excited for them to welcome NASCAR back and to be a part of their package starting late June and up through the end of July.
He's sitting on a gold mine.
He's going to be on the move, though.
No,
man.
But it's anything having to do with live sports in America in 2025 with all this streaming and everybody popping around and busting their pulling their muscle on their thumb because they're hitting the remote control so much. You are in a wonderful position, man. But we were talking about you the other day and just wondering how you like in a new place. And so you obviously seem like you've made the adjustment and enjoying life right now. And what's around the corner for this sport is we're looking forward to it.
Well, what I would say is that you always want to be around people that have a similar approach. And what I have found in the organizations that I'm with now is everyone has this mentality of put the sport first and just surround yourself with a great team. And I love that approach, and I'm a big fan of that, and I just couldn't believe more holistically in the team effort. And I know at CW, I have found through 12 weeks how awesome our organization is and the people at NASCAR Productions that are putting this on. And even though we've kind of only reached the infancy stages of what we're doing with Prime and Turner, there is no doubt in my mind that those are going to be wonderful teams too. So I'm excited about that side of it and building those relationships. And so far, it's been outstanding.
We're excited for you, Adam, and we're excited for what's to come and can't wait to watch it all unfold. And knowing that you're going to be at the heart of it, we know it's going to be top shelf, man.
Yeah, buddy.
Thanks so much. Have a great call later today out of Texas. And thanks so much for spending some time with us, as always.
Yeah, thanks for getting up and joining us, Adam.
Yeah, you got it. Thank you, guys, and have a great one. Appreciate all the support, as always.
There you go, Adam Alexander. And that's somebody. Wouldn't mind switching, you know, jobs with. I'd take Stan Kasten's first, but Adam, he's on that list. I'd take his. All right, coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, I want to remind you that we're going to be talking to Julie Smith. She is out at the Kentucky Derby, and also going to talk some more NBA playoffs. But up next, it is Noelle's World. What is she thinking about today? That's
Fasten
coming up.
Fasten the seatbelt.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crime-ity.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9TheGame.com. Take us with you in the Odyssey app. It is Sam and Greg on this third day of May, Saturday morning. Thank you guys for letting us be a part of your weekend mornings. Got us for 4 hours this morning before we turn things over to Mr. Fricky. All right, Noelle. It is your time. I was going to just think of something to tee it off with, but never mind. On my part, it is all yours. I'm curious to see what you are thinking about. Oh, wait, I had a stat for you.
Okay.
That's right. Can I give it? You want to wait till the end
or
you want
to
give it to you now? Okay. So I heard Dominique talking about this.
Nick
was talking about this, and he said something that made me do a Scooby-Doo noise and turn my head to the side. Really? Think of the all-time great foes that went at each other. Magic and Larry. And then you name the rest, okay? whoever they might be in your world, guys who competed against each other, foes, all right? So Dominique was talking about his relationship with Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
And he said something that made me pause.
Mm-hmm.
You know where I'm going with this?
Mm-hmm.
Sam, did you know this? That Jordan and Neek are the only foes in NBA history that both averaged more than 30 points against each other when they played for their entire career.
Really?
For their entire career.
Entire career,
and
right?
They're both in the East, right?
Right,
so
right.
They hit each other a lot.
Right.
They both averaged at least 30 points a game when they went up against each other.
Yeah.
The only ones to do that.
Wow. Brought out the best in each other.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But 30 points. I mean, yeah, a couple scores, but there's been other scorers in the league.
Yeah.
But yeah. Those two. So anyway, I just want to throw that out there in case Noel knew that.
But, I mean, you know, it's just and I love the way that Neek uses those moments to like frame mm-hmm. his place in NBA history to make you go, oh, wow, that's
It's almost like he didn't have an agent and people didn't see his career because
right.
he was down here. He had to have Charles Barkley get him into the Hall of Fame.
Right.
He was really pushing for Neek because
he should have been a top of the first 75 players.
There you go.
Yep.
There you go.
Yep.
So Barkley was pushing for him to get there. And then these little things to remind you, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
and Neek is really good at that, making you go, oh, yeah.
He's in that oh, yeah category, too. When you put up all the all-time greats.
Well, if you weren't here to watch it and see it.
Right.
I was here to watch it and see it. And the right. problem is the Hawks of that team, of that era, ran up against not just three championship NBA teams,
mm-hmm.
but three of the greatest teams of mm-hmm. all time. So that was the thing that kept that team in place. You drop that team now into the East, and, you know, they're kicking some you-know-what.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, just because of the time and who they had to get past. Not just
– Yeah, they could always hang, but it was hard to get past.
Three of the all-time great NBA teams.
Now, here's another thing having to do with this NBA. This has been one of those NBA mornings where I've run into things that have just made you just crazy. Like we talked about things earlier having to do with certain players, and then I brought up that question about white chocolate, where's Jason Williams' movie, things like that. Now, here's another one. Two shots that have been unstoppable or at least guaranteed to produce in the 90-plus, I would imagine, percentile. And they came, and then they went, and nobody's picked them up. We've talked about one on a regular basis, and that's the skyhook.
Yeah.
You
have to practice it.
Yeah, I was going to say, that takes dedication.
That's an indictment on young players. Is that what you're saying?
Right, okay. And not just that, but the coaches who won't, like, demand, because you can't demand, especially for travel ball, them kids don't hear demand. They mm-hmm. got to go play where they do what they do best. So, I mean, nobody gets taught that.
That's one. And the other one was Rick Barry.
Oh, yeah.
Shot 90% from the free throw line. Yeah. That Hall of Famer for his entire career.
With the granny shot.
And there have been some 23,000 or whatever players since he's retired, and nobody does the bucket shot anymore at the free throw line. I'm just saying, there must be something to it. I realize it's the most uncool shot in the world.
I was about to say, it just don't look cool.
But it don't. Yeah. What are you there for? John Smoltz talked about he would every once in a while whip out a knuckleball
mm-hmm.
because he knew he could throw it. He didn't really have it on a regular part of his repertoire, but when he knew he had to get an out, he knew that this was a pitch that nobody was expecting, and he could throw it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just saying, to have a bucket shot in your arsenal for those times when
not
you...
Not on the highlights.
So what are you trying to do? What are we talking about here?
I'm just saying the kids...
I know what we're talking about, but what are we really talking about? So I don't want to hear nobody...
You can't put that on a poster.
Well, I don't want to hear nobody coming at me talking about they want to win then. If they're not using and utilizing every opportunity... Every opportunity they can to get better. Now, this is not an indictment across the board, and I realize I'm a little hyperbole here, but I'm just saying these are two shots that are available that have been proven to be beyond reproach in their success. And ain't nobody thinking about getting it. And you can blame SportsCenter. You can blame whoever's got the highlights. I get it. That's just something I was thinking about this past week. It's your time, though.
like that handoff.
Exactly. The give and go.
I'll give you some casting calls.
It's the give and go. I'm going to pick it up. No. We're good. We're staying in the basketball round because the reason we started with a little Alabama and if you want to play in Texas, because Paige Bueckers got to hit the floor last night. I mean, mm-hmm. they were more so in Jackie Young's world up there in with the Irish. Notre Dame.
Notre Dame.
They were up there playing on Notre Dame's floor.
Yeah.
And Jackie looked like it. But other than that, We'll get to the Aces in a minute and what I saw there and what I saw that I think the dream shows that the dreams are moving in the right direction this year with how they want to play. But the Wings, I saw a lot of good things, but not a lot of complete things. I saw a lot of good players that can do a lot of good things. I saw what they did well. They run certain actions and have Paige coming off certain screens. And they got Enrico Gumbawale playing a little bit more two guard and letting her do her ISO game. And, you know, Maddie Segrist is coming off the bench shooting. I've seen a lot of good.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of, like, still trying to mesh and figure it out.
Yeah.
Paige scored 10 points. She had pretty much the most points out of all the starters. There were only like three players that were in the positive as a whole. So they have some meshing and melding to do. But like the things that you love to see out of Paige Bueckers, you saw that last night. You saw the passes. You saw the easy spot up threes. You saw her running the floor. You saw her driving the lane and getting the quick little layups. You saw the best of Paige Bueckers last night and what you should continue to see this season. So that was great. But the Wings, they got a little bit more gelling to do. The Aces, man, between Jewel Lloyd and Chelsea Gray and Jackie Young, they had Paige Bueckers in hell yesterday. She couldn't guard them, and they kind of had her boxed up really well to where she really, really had to work for that shot. And the Aces are probably going to run that action for the rest of the year. They're going to be a tough team to beat. They always are, but they're going to be a tough team to beat.
I ask you something, because that's the tougher thing about the women's pro league compared to the men's. There's a gap in time between your college season.
Yeah.
And you know that the men get that, and the women don't. I mean, they're rolling right out of their college season right into this and trying to figure it out and learn. And you saw Paige, and you know you don't know what things are going to be an Achilles heel for her starting out. We saw Caitlin Clark last year come in, turnovers.
Yeah.
Got a lot of turnovers in the beginning of last season. After she had a break, didn't play the Olympics, and she was better with that in the second half of the season and post-Olympics. You know, I don't know if we're going to see that with Paige and some of the infusion of new talent that's coming in this year, but that's what you kind of watch for. And she's on a team where, you know, they're trying to, the mesh and come together. But at the same time, she's going to have some growing pains.
And to your point, she won't get that Olympic break because there is no Olympics. So it will be interesting to see what hitting the rookie wall for her will look like and how soon that happens and everything that comes with that. But grand scheme, I think they're moving in the right direction. They want to move fast and get on the fast break and shoot some threes. And I like the way they use Nalissa Smith as of right now. So I do like what's happening there, but they're not going to be like a instant contender, in my opinion. The Aces are where they are and where they are for a reason. Even their draft pick came in and just Aaliyah Nye came in yesterday and just she added the little sprinkles on top. Like no Candace Parker Tyus, no problem. At least for the moment, they got some people that can come in that forward spot and kind of do what needs to be done. And then if you look on the other side at LSU, where they were playing the Brazilian national team. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was even for about the first 5 minutes, and then the sky really got to work. Like, Courtney Vandersloot is going to be amazing for those two bigs. You got the two bigs playing kind of a pick-and-roll situation with Angel Reese being more comfortable throwing the ball down court. Angel Reese has more of an offensive bag right now. So it was really interesting to see them last night also. But what I really want to talk about is all the three-point shooting I saw in both games and how our good friend here, Megan L. Hall, has alluded to that that's what the Dream want to do this season. And that's what she's been seeing at practice right now. A lot of three-point shooting, running sets to get certain people open and, certain people running the floor to try to create that action and get a lot of shots up. So it's going to be a lot of threes in the league this year. I've seen it already from three different teams, and I'm hearing things about the team in the city. And it's all about being able to space the floor and shoot threes.
That's what we watch for. Tell you the other thing, you're burying the lead here, the fact that you're able to watch preseason games.
Yes, because I was able to watch both of them. If you go get the WNBA app, it's like a free preseason situation right now because they saw how many of guys was watching, how many of you guys was watching the live streams of certain games last year.
Remember that? Somebody held up a phone or something,
and they streamed it, and the live stream numbers were insane. It was like in the millions. So they made sure to get it up for you guys to watch this year. I saw a lot of activity yesterday on the Twitter about what was going on in the game. So the fans wanted it. They got it. They're taking advantage of it. And the WNBA are starting to get rolling, and they kicked the ball off with Miss Paige Buckers and the Dallas Wings.
What else is going on the women's sports-wise, though?
Man.
That's why you're watching preseason. They are going to continue this. So that's – listen, there's a – the marketing team is doing
a job. Seattle just got a women's hockey team.
Pardon?
Seattle just got a women's hockey team.
Again, but right now, with – what is around the corner, there's a lull as far as women's sports. So when you come up here and talk about, man, I was watching preseason.
As far as team sports now. But you get, well, you got golf and you got tennis.
Who's watching women's golf right now? I don't know.
Well, somebody's watching.
I don't know of anybody other than people who watch golf.
It's live sports content, and it's out there. You just talked about live sports content.
For gambling.
But live sports content. And then you got the clay court season right now for tennis. They're on their way to Roland Garros.
Dude, you're saying it's like this is competing with what we're talking about here.
Isn't that even close, though? Nothing's happening with
nothing's happening as far as TV watching-wise. That's what we're talking about. That's all I'm saying. Yes, there are other people doing stuff. I'm just saying, in mass, like the WNBA preseason games, nobody watching that the way they were watching others, I think. I could be wrong, which I've been proven most of the time this morning. So that's quite all right. What we got coming up next here, now that we're out, and it was, 9 o'clock hour coming up.
Yeah, man.
We got to get back to these NBA playoffs and the thoughts on what's going on. A couple game sevens.
Always great.
And
always great stuff.
What might some of these teams look like around the corner? And let me ask you this. We've been talking about a couple of the teams. I'm going to throw something out there that may sound absurd, but Texas is something that they're known for. Boy, that's a really good tease.
Okay.
I just surprised myself.
Okay.
That's coming up at 9 o'clock hour. It's Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and take us with you in the Odyssey app.